League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
After 5 months of no league action in India, club football is finally back. The Indian Super League gets off over the weekend and we at Injury Time are ready to dive deep into it and see what to expect this time round. Hey listener, and welcome to a brand new episode of Injury Time, your one-stop shop for everything Indian football. I'm your host, and like always, I've been joined by Nitin in the studio. Hey Nitin.
Hey Naveen, what's up?
Quite excited with the league action coming back. And joining me on a phone call is Sandeep from Bangalore. Hey Sandeep.
Hello, hello, how are you?
Doing absolutely fine, Sandeep. I hope Bangalore weather is keeping you warm.
No, actually, I'm a little under the weather.
Oh, you're a little under the weather. But that is not stopping you from joining us on the pod. Quite appreciated.
Thank you. No problem.
So guys, not wasting much of our time, let's dive right into it. There's a lot to talk about on this episode. The ISL gets underway over the weekend. The first match is between ATK and Kerala Blasters. But we'll come to that a little later because we start with the defending champions. Sandeep, Chennai and FC, the defending champions, two-time winners of the league.
Actually, very good chance for Chennai. Mostly because, you know, we're looking at the 10 teams in the ISL. Only two of them have people, managers who have started last season, who are still with the team. Sergio Lovero in Goa and John Gregory. David James came halfway through, but he's also part of the Kerala Blasters team. But something very interesting that John Gregory said, he's warding his team of, you know, complacency, saying that you have to win again, and that is where you prove your credential as a top team. So that is the message from the coach is very clear. They have managed to hold on to Mailson and Calderon. Rafael Augusto is there. Toy, who's also a machine on midfield, they're all there. So all together, they look very solid. Maybe a little weak on the forward line because they have JJ and Mohammed Rafi and Carlos Salom. Maybe a little weak over there, but overall, it's a very good team. They are a strong, strong team who play a very good, hard type of football. You know, it's not all flowery passes and stuff like that. They get the job done. They can win ugly, which is very important.
What do you make of them?
Just to add to that, I know Sandeep has mentioned that Chennai have retained most of their players, but just like to point out that Henrique Sereno and Rene Mihalic have departed. I think those two are a huge loss for Chennai and FC. Sereno was obviously the club captain and he was the leader of the pack. And he was really sound defender that got along very well with Calderon and Mailson Alves at the back. So I think he's going to be a big loss. Similarly, Mihalic also with his dead ball specialties. So these two in defense and midfield are going to be huge losses for Chennai.
Yeah, of course, they're going to be big losses. But this time it is interesting because Chennai will be playing the AFC Cup, which is something that they haven't done before. It's a whole other tournament, at least 6 games, which is an addition to whatever they're going to play in the league. So that's going to be interesting. They've brought in two of the youngsters, Zaumia and Henry Antonai, who was part of the under-17 squad before they made the cut for the World Cup. And they also brought a very local player called Srinivasan Pandian, who's from Tanjavur, who's played in the local division in Chennai, then played for the Chennai City in I-League. So he's coming to the ISL. It's a step up for him. So we'll be seeing a lot of these players who might feature a little bit more in the AFC Cup, because they need to use the squad. So in that sense, I think it's a good place for young players like Anirudh Thapa again. Jarmanpreet Singh is also there. They'll all get a look in, which is actually, I think, something very good for Chennai.
So players coming in, players going out, that is not restricted to the transfer market alone when it comes to Chennai. You have someone like Dhanpal Ganesh who's missing out more than half of the season to an injury, Nitin.
Yes, Chennai have just confirmed that Dhanpal will miss at least the first half of the season, at least until the Christmas break. So he's going to be a huge loss. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's got an ACL rupture. So he's also going to be another huge loss in midfield. But so yeah, having said that, I think Thapa and Jarmanpreet can slot in his absence.
Well, Sandeep, talking about the first game for Chennai, they travel to Bangalore for that Southern Derby. Can we call that?
Yeah, sure, why not?
So that big game, a game that was also the final of the previous edition of the ISL, how do you see that game panning out?
It'll be interesting because, like you said, Southern Derby, I think these are two teams that have a real rivalry going on with the fans. A lot, large number of Tamilians stay in Bangalore, as you all know. So the atmosphere is always interesting. Sunil Chhetri has said that that is the rivalry that he's looking forward to when we had a chat with him last season. It will be an interesting match in the sense that Bangalore FC, I don't think they look as strong as they did last season. They have a new manager who is, it kind of continues from Albert Roca in that sense, but they have a new manager who didn't have the greatest of starts to his managing career with two defeats in the AFC Cup. But he's a different sort of manager in the sense that he's a lot more closer to the players. Roca used to keep a little bit of distance. Not that it is a bad thing, but he just used to protect the players a bit more. But Carlos Cuadrado is someone who gets the players in. He's a very affable fellow in that sense. So they played a different formation during AFC Cup with two up top a little bit more. Maybe that was a ploy against a stronger team. So we have to see. Midfield, they have got Cisco. The new midfielder has to improve. Chencho and Keane Lewis look very interesting signing. In addition, they already have Udanta, Miku, Chhetri, all these players already who's been amongst the goals. I think Udanta has a little bit more to step up this year because he's only scored one goal, I think, last season. Although his assist is quite high, I think he needs to chip in with a few more goals. Otherwise, you are looking at players like Chencho coming and taking that spot because he's a really good player. If you look at the goalkeeping situation there, Gurpreet obviously number one choice. Second one is, I think, Poray, but it's a little bit of a gulf in quality there, which may come to haunt them. But again, not sure. Again, if you look at the overall squad, then they've lost Subhashish, they've lost Alvin George, they've lost goalkeeper Alte, Jono. First time they're playing a league without Jono in the center.
Well, Sandeep, I was just about to ask you that. First time a league without Jono, and the replacement who's come in is Serena. How good a defender is he and what can we expect from him?
Serena. His name is Serena.
Okay.
We don't really know. I haven't seen him play, so I'm not really sure. But I think he will be again in the mold of a Spanish defender who can pass the ball, which is always what they're looking for. Yunan has always been good with that diagonal long ball. If he can ping it really far up the field. But Jono, he brings something which is very tactile to how he plays. You know, he's very aggressive. He's in your face. He's a go-getter. And he's a big leader. Like, Sunil always credited him as being a big leader at the back because he's someone who drives the team forward. So I think they'll miss his attitude a lot more than him as the player because Beke, I think they have a very good replacement. But beyond the first choice of that back four, with Saran, Yuna, and Beke, and probably Nishu on the left side, and maybe Khabra also on the right side. So we'll have to see who is there further, which is a question. Reno is still struggling for match fitness. Kursimrat is young. Ashir Akhtar is actually an interesting prospect. I've seen him play in the youth teams a few times, but he's a good player. But the move up from an I-League 2 level to an I-League and then the ISL, he's skipping one step. So we'll have to see how quickly he can step up. And no AFC Cup, so I don't know how much of action he'll get to see as well.
Well, that about Bengaluru and Chennai so far. But listen, we got more. We'll be previewing all the remaining 8 teams in the league, but that after this break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey listener, welcome back to Injury Time, your one-stop shop for everything Indian football. Well, moving on from Chennai and Bangalore to the opening game of Season 5 of the ISL. It's ADK versus Kerala. Who would have expected that? Sarcasm there.
Yeah, it's a repeat of last season's opening game. So one thing I'm hoping for is that it's not as drab as last season's encounter. I thought the 2017-18 campaign opener was a pathetic game, to be honest. But hopefully this time things do get better. But I think ATK are the front runners coming into the season. They've got a really good transfer window. They've got players like Lanzarote. They've got Kalu Uche, John Johnson, Gerson Vieira. So a lot of experienced ISL players. And Kerala, while they have had a few good transfer signings during the summer, I don't think they have the ability as of now to match up to ATK's power. So I fully expect ATK to win the first game.
But you spoke a lot about ATK, Nitin, there. But what about Kerala? You have Anas Astodhika coming back, playing first time in front of his home crowd, Kerala. But he'll be missing the first few games after a suspension that he received at the Super Cup. So how much of a loss will that be? And will Sandeep Jingan and his troop surprise everyone with their performance this time around?
Yeah, obviously Anas is going to be a big loss. He's a very experienced defender. I know this is his first game for Kerala. I mean, his first stint
in
with Kerala.
Kerala. Yeah.
But he's had a very good partnership with Sandesh Jingan for the Indian national team. So that centre-back partnership will be vital for Kerala going into the season. For the first game, he's missing out because of that suspension during the Super Cup tie with Goa. But Sandesh, I don't think he can alone stand up to the ATK forwards. You got Uche and Lanzarote. You got a lot of quality from ATK. So I think he's going to have it hard to try and contain them throughout the 90 minutes. And you got Dheeraj Singh in goal if he starts. He's a bit inexperienced, but I think he's got a lot of ability. Overall, I think ATK have too much firepower for this game.
Sandeep, do you agree to that? ATK with too much firepower against a depleted-looking Kerala Blasters?
Yeah, I think ATK has the best squad by far because, like he said, they made some excellent signing. Balwant is, and they've signed Balwant also in striker post. Pranay Haldar has come in. They have squad depth across the board. Eugene is now on his way back from injury. They have Prabir Das, who's versatile. So in all these sense, and they have Arnab Mandal also bringing some experience into the back line. So I think across the board, they look the best. Now, the only question is they have a new coach again, Steve Coppell.
But this man is not new, isn't it, Sandeep? He's been in India for quite some time and he's proved his worth.
In the sense that if you look at the previous two teams that he's had, the Kerala Blasters being one and, of course, Jamshedpur, they've always been more a defensive team. And if you look at the squad that ATK has, they have great players going forward. They have very good players going forward. And now the question is, can he flip the switch and get these players to play together? Because across, you have Kalu Uche, Lanzarote, Everton Santos, Jayesh Rane, Balwant Singh, and all of these guys. So can we get them all in together or keep them all happy and performing at the perfect level? That is a question that needs to be asked.
Well, that's a forward line that I would like to like. Well, that's a...
It's a great forward line because Lanza is a great player who sets up a lot of goals. Kalu Uche, who scores a lot of goals. Jayesh Rane is a good Indian player. They have Balwant, is like a battering ram of a striker. So they have all these options. And Komal Tatan also, who's there. I don't know how much time he will get. But altogether, their only question is, can he get them to be an attacking unit and stay away from his pragmatic style? Which I think he should be able to from the coach that he gave recently. But something yet to be seen.
Well, answer to all those questions on 29th of September when both the sides go head-to-head in that opening encounter of the ISL. Well, guys, now moving on to the next team on the radar, Mumbai City FC. They host Jamshedpur. Nitin, what do you make of this? Two teams who have a lot to prove this time around.
Yeah, Jamshedpur are heading into their second campaign of the ISL against Mumbai City. So coming into the season, I see Mumbai as real dark horses for this tournament. They've got a couple of good signings in midfield. You've got Paulo Mercado, you've got Bipin Singh, and former Delhi player Matias Mirabaje. So, really good midfield they've got. And you've got Jorge Costa as well at the helm. He's got success in Romania with CFR Cluj before. So, I think they've made some smart decisions this time around. And they've also retained players like Lucian Goyana. I think he's been one of ISL's best defenders of all time. I know they've lost Gerson Vieira, who is going to be a huge loss for them. But I think they have it within themselves to make something out of the season and hopefully finish better than 7th place.
Well, you just mentioned there the defense that Mumbai has retained. That was a problem last time around, isn't it? A leaky defense that haunted Mumbai going into deep into the season. But this time around, they've done well by bringing in players like Subhashish Bose.
Yeah, I forgot to mention.
Pretty versatile there. Shovik Chakravarti was really good last year with Jamshedpur. How do you see the defense shape up this time?
Yeah, looking at Subhashish Bose, he's obviously been one of India's standout players throughout this campaign with Bengaluru FC and the Indian national team. So he's going to be a huge plus point for Mumbai City. You got Shovik Chakraborty and Souvik Ghosh as well. Two really...
Shovik. Two Shoviks.
Yeah, you got two Shoviks coming into Mumbai City. Two promising Indian defenders. So really good looking at their defensive lineup. But one worry I have about Mumbai is their forward lineup. They've lost Balwant Singh. and they brought in Alan Dury. I'm not too sure about the new signings, Rafael Bostos. I haven't seen much of him. But that would be my only concern from Mumbai City going into the season.
Well, that about Mumbai. But guys, what about Jamshedpur? A team that boasts of someone like a Tim Cahill, a legend at Everton in Premier League and also in Australia.
Tim Cahill has been the talk of the town in the ISL for the past month or so. I mean, everybody's really looking forward to watching him play for Jamshedpur.
But he won't be playing the first four games. He's also suspended.
After the four games, I'm really looking forward to Tim Cahill play. He's obviously one of Australia's all-time greats. With Everton as well, he did a lot of good things. I know he's in the twilight of his career. I think he's 38 years of age. Obviously, he's a legend with the Australian national team, and he's done a lot of good things with Everton. Looking at Jamshedpur, the one place where he can really contribute is up front with goals and aerial presence. So, Tim Cahill, I'm expecting a lot of things from him. Can he take Jamshedpur to a semi-final spot, perhaps? Not so sure about that. We'll have to see how he integrates with the team and with the new head coach. But overall, Jamshedpur have made good signings. Their head coach, Cesar Ferrando, also looks promising. He's had success in Spain and in a couple of other clubs in Asia. But on the whole, Jamshedpur do look like they can possibly better their last season.
All right, that about Jamshedpur and Mumbai. We have completed 6 of the 10 teams. On the other side of this break, we have the remaining 4 and more news from the world of Indian football.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And welcome back to Injury Time, your one-stop shop for everything Indian football. Moving on with a preview for the upcoming season of the Indian Super League. From Mumbai, we move on to their state neighbours, Pune, FC Pune City. Sandeep, what do you make of that?
Yeah, they seem like another team that has managed to hold on to their main foreign players, Marcelinho, Alfaro, in being one of them. Then obviously they've lost the coach Popovic, and now Miguel Angel Portugal has come in, who was from Delhi Dynamos last year. It's an interesting team again. They have Vishal Kaith, who I think is a good young player trying to make a name for himself. So there is some drive over there. Then Nikhil Pujari and Ashik Runyan also, they've brought him out wide. They have a lot of options. Alvin George is again somebody who has a point to prove. He might probably get a look in there because, you know, centre midfield, he might get to play at a number 10 role, which is where he does well, but he can play out wide as well. Adil Khan has been a successful player for them. Shankar Sampangiraj is someone who they've brought in formerly with BFC. He had a terrible injury problem, but now I think he should be good. I think their assistant coach is Pradeep Reddy, who already has worked with few of these players, so he knows them. But the biggest story for me would be the two strikers that they have, Ian Hume, who will only be fit towards the end of November or early December. So he'll miss the beginning part of the season. And then he has to, you know, kind of get match fit, and we'll see how much longer before he hits the stride. The most important thing there is Robin Singh. This is a guy who we've talked a lot about on the podcast, written a lot about also, someone who's got so much potential but has not really lived up to it. Maybe this is finally the time for him to get that big season, because unless he does it before Ian Hume comes, the chance that he might get that is very, you know, very doubtful, because Hume is, after all, the top goal scorer in the league forever. So Robin Singh, big season for him. We'll see how they, you know, get it done properly, because through Alfaro and Marcelinho and the wide men, the Nikhil Pujari and Ashik, they will get a lot of crosses in. So maybe we'll have to see what Robin can do with it.
Well, that about FC Pune City, but what about their opponents for the opening game? Kind of nostalgia for Miguel Angel Portugal when they take on Delhi Dynamos?
Yeah, but again, this is another team that is in transition. They bought Joseph Gambau, who is another Barcelona-influenced coach from there. Naveen, you and I had a conversation with Cameron Watson a couple of years ago, who was an Australian who played under him. And he plays in a similar mold as Lobero or Albert Roca or even Carlos Guardet, for that matter. So he comes with a lot of pedigree. He's won cups. He's won the league in Hong Kong. He's managed to get Marcos Tebar and Mihalic from Chennai in, like earlier, like how you spoke about. Who will be key in midfield? Because Mihalic is a good set-piece delivery guy and Tebar is actually a good midfielder who pulls the strings. They have Carmona also, Narayan Das and Kottal, so they are pretty much sorted in the wing-back situation. They have the Indian internationals on both sides. Chante on the wings. Nandakumar, who they've signed, is again pretty interesting over there. And Shubham Sarangi, who's a youngster. Again, here also, I think the story was, at the end of the day will be the striker that they've signed, Daniel Alampuya. A couple of years ago, I had a conversation with Roka when we were talking about the strikers and the position that the strikers are in put while during the game, which is the most difficult part of the football field to play in. And he said all that Daniel was lacking is confidence to take shots because he's strong, he's technically sound, he's everything you need a striker to be. But it's just a switch in mentality. And he said at that time, if he doesn't do it in the next 1 or 2 years, it might be difficult for him to get there. And as we've seen last year, it didn't work out well for him because he was initially out of the ISL team, playing in the AFC Cup. Then he came back but couldn't get a look in because of Miku's form. So this year is going to be very interesting for him. He probably will have to get early goals and get his shoulder and head in the right space. And I think we are looking at a very good player for the Indian national team.
Well, that about Delhi Dynamos and FC Pune City, the last two teams, but by no means the least of them. We have FC Goa taking on Northeast United in their opening fixture of the Indian Super League. Nitin, two teams from whom you can expect anything, isn't it?
Yeah, this fixture promises to be an enticing one. You got Northeast, who have completely revamped their squad. I mean, more than half of their players are new to the Indian Super League. And you got Ilko Shatori at the helm as well. So, a very new look Northeast. Hopefully, they would want to build from last season's very, very disappointing performance, to be frank. I think they were rock bottom or ninth place, if I'm not mistaken. But very disappointing on the whole. But coming into the season, they've got a lot of new but also very inexperienced players. They have completely revamped their forward line. There's not a single forward from last season who has been retained by the club. And they've also signed a lot of young Indian players who have impressed in the I-League but haven't proved their mettle in the Indian Super League. But on the whole, I'm a bit wary about how they're going to perform. Looking at their inexperience and the amount of new players they've got, I don't see how they're going to gel up in such a short span of time. As opposed to the other clubs who had gone on to foreign trips for pre-season, Northeast had only played 2 games so far.
Yeah, well, they're playing one today against Minerva.
Yeah, so that's the third game. And they're all playing with teams of lesser strength in terms of quality. But I think they need more minutes on the pitch. I think they need more time to spend together so that they can build a solid chemistry amongst themselves. And Ilko Shatori also, he looked a bit nervous during the ISL media day, which is held in
Calcutta for them?
Calcutta, yes. Uh-huh. So he looks a bit nervous and he admitted that there's a lot of pressure on him to perform given their results from the previous season. So the one player I am looking forward to watching from Northeast is Bartomolo Ogbeche. He's a former player of Paris Saint-Germain and he looks quite prolific in front of goal. He impressed in the Dutch Eredivisie last season, scored a host of goals. So I'm hoping that he can prove to be the savior this year.
Well, that about Northeast. What about FC Goa? What do you expect from them?
FC Goa. Now, looking at FC Goa, they've obviously lost a big-name player in Manuel Lanzarote. But they have made, I feel, suitable replacements. You've got Miguel Pelanca. He was a former Real Madrid player. And he looks a player of a very similar mold to Lanzarote. And I think he can contribute to the goals and assists alongside Ferran Corominas. You've got Hugo Bumua also, who retained from last year. I think he was signed in December for FC Goa. And he really impressed me when I was watching him during the Super Cup. So if he can strike a partnership with Corominas and Pelanca up front, I think Goa are going to be one of the front runners in terms of goals especially.
And then you have skipper Mandarao Desai, who's also been prolific for the team.
Yes, I was really impressed with the way he performed last season. He also was one who impressed during the Super Cup. So they've lost Pranay Holder, let's not forget that. He's a very viable option in midfield and he's been impressive for India and Goa during the past year. So he's going to be one valuable loss. But the one area where Goa needed to address during the transfer window was in defence. I mean, last season for all the goals they scored. They were the top scorers of last season, but they conceded a lot, which resulted in them not winning the title.
I think especially that goalkeeping department, which they had to really address with someone like a Lakshmikant Kattimani slipping balls through his hands. You needed someone better, isn't it?
Yeah, Kattimani had a couple of screw-ups for the last season, which resulted in them not getting all 3 points. And I think Ralte is a fairly good replacement. I know he was the understudy to Gurpreet last season, but he's displayed some quality, and I hope he gets a starting berth for the season. And let's not forget, they've also signed Carlos Pena. He's an experienced Spanish centre-back who can also slot in at left-back. So if he can integrate into the squad quite quickly, and I think he can be the one to steady the Goa ship. Hopefully, if they can sort out their issues quite quickly, I think that Goa can be one of the front runners for the league this season.
Well, listening to both of you guys, one thing I've understood, if things go as per what you think it should go, we are in for a cracker of a season. But we are not done yet. We got more football. We have got more Indian football. From India, we move on to Malaysia, where the young Indian Colts are playing their under-16 championship.
Yeah, the Blue Colts have been quite impressive so far. They won their first game 1-0 against Vietnam. And they were quite impressive in their second game as well, drawing 1-1 with Iran.
Well, they have a very bright chance of making it to the quarterfinals for the first time since 2002. That was the last time India under-16 team made it to the knockouts of the AFC Championship. This comes on the back of a very good performance against Iran, a team that finished runners-up in the previous edition when it was held in India 2 years ago. It is not surprising that even this time round, it is a goalkeeper that has stood out. Last time round in 2016, we had Dheeraj Singh, who was quite commendable, carried on that form to the Under-17 World Cup a year later. And this time round, you have Neeraj Kumar in the goal, who ended up saving a penalty against Iran yesterday. And even before that, in the first half, pulled out a number of fine saves to restrict the Iranian forwards to not scoring a goal in that game. Now, going forward, in the next game, they play Indonesia. And if they manage to eke out 1 point from that game, they qualify for the quarterfinals. And like I mentioned earlier, this will be the first time since 2002 that a team from India has qualified for the knockouts of an AFC competition across each categories. Well, quite interesting there, and a lot to look forward to at the AFC Under-16 Championship. But now, coming back to Indian football in India, we are hearing that Gokulam FC, the I-League team, have parted ways with their head coach, Sandeep.
Yeah, they have Fernando Valera, who's been hired some 4-5 months ago. Yeah, he took over from Vinod George, who was the coach last season in the I-League for the club, the first season in the I-League. So this year they went, again, foreign coach, they went there and then realized that he doesn't speak any other language other than Spanish, so it's difficult to communicate with the local players. They also had some issues with him wanting to go home and stuff like that. But on the field, his results are not bad. They won the inter-club state tournament and they did well in the other tournaments as well, reasonably well. They lost to BSC, I think, again, in the AWES Cup. So on field, it is fine, but I think there is some problem behind. I'm not really privy to what it is, but at the end, as we see, the coach is gone in 4 months, which is terrible planning, if you ask me.
Well, that about Gokulam parting ways with their head coach. But now moving on to questions from our listeners. Well, let's just look into what they have for us this time around. First up, Sandeep, this is for you. Rajiv Goyal is asking, can Chennai become the first team in the history of the ISL to defend its crown?
Yeah, they can. They're very good. One thing I really, really liked about, I touched on this earlier also, is the coach drilling into his players that winning one title is just not enough. You have to keep winning for that mentality to set in. World over, if you see the greatest team, they are what they are because their hunger and drive to continue and keep winning, because it's easy to say, okay, I won this year, so might drop a little bit. So I really, really like it. And I see this intensity a lot more in the English coaches. Ashley was the same. Mr. Koppel was the same. So in that sense, I think they can. They are a very good team. Against teams that play the ball, they know how to defend. So more and more teams are becoming like that in the ISL. So might be playing into their hands a little bit there.
Well, Sandeep, staying with you, we move from Chennai to Bengaluru. We have Tejas asking us, can Chetri and Miku replicate the form from last season? Or do you see the likes of Udanta, Chencho, Keane having to step up to save BFC this time around?
Yeah, I think they can replicate the form. Chetri has shown year in, year out that he can do it. He's, I think, 33, 34 now. So it is not right for the youngsters to bank on him to get the goals, if you know, if you can understand what I'm trying to say. No disrespect to Chetri, he'll continue to perform at the highest level. But Udanta has to step up in terms of goals. His performance has been great, I think. Keane Lewis looked very, very like a proper wide man when he was playing in the AFC Cup, going to the byline a lot. So you'll see them. Chencho definitely is a lot more physically strong than people give him credit for. So that part of the game probably will be interesting as well. Biko is a little interesting because recently I was reading some article that he's written that was written on him, and he was talking about almost signing for a Colombian club but coming back and said that he's 100% committed here. Of course, we understand you get more money, they want to move on, those kind of things. That's human nature. And one of the things he said is maybe in December, after December, that's the only time we'll see what happens. So maybe he's a little bit unsettled. He looked a little off color during the AFC Cup matches, but could be rusty because of the preseason and stuff like that. But I expect him to continue scoring goals because he's got the quality. But maybe his headspace, maybe in December going, if he gets a move out, if he wants to force a move, then we'll see a whole other side of the story coming in.
Well, Nathan, sticking to Bengaluru, Tejas has another question. What do you see as BFC's best 11, given the abundant in options they have in attack and defence?
Well, looking at the forward line, I would really like to see Chencho start. I've been looking at his performances for Bhutan and for Minerva Punjab, and I really like the way he plays. I think he's really exciting. He's got a lot of pace up front and a lot of skill as well. So Chencho, Chetri and Udanta up front. Miku as well, continuing from what Sandeep has said, he looked a bit leggy during the preseason cup games and the AFC Cup. So for starters, I would like to see Chencho, Udanta and Chetri up front. I would really like to see how they gel. In midfield, Cisco, obviously, he's the new signing for Bengaluru and he looks like a really promising buy. Obviously, Dimas Delgado, he's coming back from a lengthy injury spell, and I really believe that he's their primary creative outlet. So in midfield, you have to have Cisco and Dimas. In defence, it would be really interesting to see how Bengaluru cope up without John Johnson and Subhashish. Albert Serran, I know he's new and he's a Spanish centre-back, so he should be able to have some kind of passing ability. But we're still unsure of how he's going to fit in to the Indian league system. So Albert Serran and Reno Anto, let's not forget Reno Anto. He's coming back to Bengaluru after a couple of years. So his position will also be really, really interesting to see. Okay, Naveen, this one's for you. Who do you think has the best chance of winning the ISL and the I-League this season? And when will we see Indian clubs in the AFC Champions League?
Well, quite an interesting question to throw at me there, Nathan. ISL, it's quite difficult to say who has the best chance because Chennai, like Sandeep mentioned early on, looks really good to defend their title, but you cannot just count out someone like an ATK team that has done really good in the summer transfer window to get the squad that they have at their disposal. Then you have the likes of FC Goa, Bengaluru, cannot count out Bengaluru. So it's pretty close, but I will have my money on ATK this time around. About I-League, I think it's too early to say anything because we are still to get the dates when the league begins. Once we have a clear idea of how the league will go and what the structure would be, I'd be in a better place to comment. And what was the third part of that question?
When will we see India in the AFC Champions League?
Well, the new cycle of the AFC club competitions, the Champions League and the Cup, begin only after the AFC Asian Cup that is due in January 2019. You have the I-League winners Minerva Punjab FC going into that AFC Champions League playoff, while the ISL champions from last season, Chennai FC, will be vying for a spot in the AFC Cup with a playoff against the South Asian teams. So everything only from February 2019. Till then, you have the ISL first, then India playing in the AFC Asian Cup. So quite a lot of football happening. Well, when will we see Indian clubs at the AFC Champions League? For now, we have just one slot, which is also not a direct slot. It is a playoff slot in the Champions League. This primarily boils down to the MA rankings that India has. And as we all know, the MA rankings do not depend only on the national team performances, but also how the teams who qualify for the continental competitions perform when they go into the Asian competition. So far, things have been fairly good as compared to earlier, with Bengaluru reaching the final of the AFC Cup a few years ago, then also reaching the knockout stages in the past two occasions. So if Chennai and Minerva this time around, the two teams who will be representing India at the AFC competitions, continue this trend, then I think in a few years' time, we might also have another slot, or probably a direct slot into the AFC Champions League. But so far, it's a far-fetched dream, but there's no harm in dreaming, isn't it? Well, that about Champions League, Sandeep, but there are more questions. This one coming from Ryan D'Souza. He's asking, what's your take on everyday match at 7:30 for ISL? Would Aili get a better time slot because of this?
A 7:30 slot is great for us because that means our work is done a little earlier.
Yeah, you get enough time to write, isn't it?
Deadline pressure is too much, otherwise around 10:30. Generally, I think one of the problems that the way the Indian television market dictates the timings, it's just sometimes ridiculous. If you see 8 o'clock kickoff for a football match is kind of okay because you finish around 10:15, then you can get home. But like 8 o'clock is still kind of late in the sense that after, take Bangalore, for example, after 10 o'clock, the traffic is a lot less. The metros don't work after 11. So all these kind of problems come in. IPL is a prime example. 8 p.m. Start time means 12, 11:30, 11:45, which is like people have work the next day. Kids have to go to school the next day. So I think it's a very good step that you push forward. As far as the I-League making any changes, I'm not sure. Last year, they were treated pretty shabbily in terms of the timing of when they had to play in the afternoon and stuff like that. We don't know the calendar yet, so that is just something that we have to look at. But yeah, I don't think it will be any relation between the timing of these two per se. I think I-League will probably continue to be in the same time, maybe half an hour here and there.
Sandeep, there's one more coming your way. This is Arun Guna. His name goes AG on Twitter. He's asking, it's been 5 years since the inception of the ISL. Is the league heading in the right direction? Any changes you think should be made?
I think, yeah, the league is heading in the right direction. By and large, they had older players in the first season to get the eyeballs, which have kind of slowly phased out. You're getting players in their peak of their powers coming in now. The 5 foreigners rule is good. I think ideally one of the changes that should be made it into 4 so that you can replicate the same thing in Asia because they have 4 quotas of foreign players over there. So in that sense, I think small change. Otherwise, by and large, we're going in the right direction. It's a top-up process, so it'll take a longer time, similar to how the J-League and A-League were all done in Australia and Japan. So in that sense, yeah, I think it's going in the right direction, slowly but surely.
Okay, Naveen, one last question for today, and this is from Akash. His question is, why is Rohit Dani not playing for the Indian Under-16 team? Is he injured, or is that infamous AFC rule flying around?
Well, I don't know much about the infamous AFC rule, like the listener here is pointing out, but Rohit Dani has not been part of this Under-16 squad, primarily because he's injured his ankle and is recuperating from that injury. But having said that, the team is doing pretty well, so for him to get back into the side post that injury will be a little difficult. But having said that, this guy is just 15 years of age, one of the prodigious talent out there in Indian football. So if the scouts can keep an eye on him, if a club signs him, too early to say all this because no contract till he turns 18. But if he's kept under good watch and taken good care of, you have a good talent at hand for the Indian team. Well, that's all we have on this episode of Injury Time, listener. I hope you all enjoyed it. I know it's a little long, but we had a lot to talk. What can we do? Write to us what you think about this episode and your questions. Like always, you can write to us at InjuryTimeIND on Twitter, and you can always like and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/InjuryTimeIND. When we come back next time around, we'll be having a lot of match day action because the ISL kicks off on the 29th of September, like we told you earlier. So stay tuned and enjoy the game.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter interior paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.